Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Tropical Storm Harvey, which settled over the southeastern part of the U.S. state of Texas not long after making landfall as a Category 4 hurricane, is now dumping torrents of rain over hundreds of kilometers of coastline. Not far inland is the city of Houston, the nation's fourth largest, which is experiencing flooding unlike it's seen in decades of massive and devastating tropical storms. Dana Steele is a Houston native.
I am watching my beloved city. This will not be months. This will be years. And now this is happening to the entire city. This will take years for this wonderful city to recover.
Patrick Burke is the lead forecaster with the U.S. Weather Prediction Center in College Park, Maryland. VOA asked him why this is happening in Houston.
This hurricane has taken a very unique track. It's not something that we've seen before, where an intense major hurricane comes onto the coastline and then backs up right over the same area that it came into originally. So that really ramps up the rainfall amounts. Now, we normally see very heavy rainfall with inland-moving hurricanes, but this one in particular is, it seems, going to surpass what we've seen with any system in the past.
Forecasters say Houston will get at least 1.3 meters of rain before the end of the week. A local official in Sierra Leone has been put to the death toll now at the hell from the heavy flooding and mudslides 2 weeks ago at more than 1,000. She, outside the capital of Freetown, said the exact number of those who perished may never be known. Official government figures are putting the death toll at 450. This is VOA News. The Iraqi military says it has fully liberated Tal Afar's town center from the Islamic State, also known as ISIS. Former U.S. Ambassador to Iraq James Jeffrey, now a distinguished fellow at the Washington Institute, tells VOA it's an important event for the Iraqis.
This is important from several standpoints. First of all, the rapidity and the very low casualties of this victory indicates that in the two other areas of Iraq where ISIS still is holding out, that this model of Iraqi army forces, including heavy armor, I saw a lot of U.S. Abrams tanks involved. I mean, they were Iraqi crews. U.S. firepower and air power in particular is going to very quickly defeat ISIS.
A week ago, U.S.-backed Iraqi troops launched a multi-pronged operation to retake Tal Afar, a month after declaring Mosul, Iraq's second-largest city, fully liberated. The bodies of eight Lebanese soldiers kidnapped by the Islamic State 3 years ago were located on Sunday. Locating the soldiers' remains was part of a deal that comes a week after the Lebanese military launched a campaign to drive out IS militants from 120 square kilometers in a mountainous area along the Lebanese-Syrian border. Separately, but at the same time, the Lebanese Hezbollah militia, in cooperation with the Syrian army, launched another offensive to pressure the IS militants in Syrian territories along the same border area. North Korea has fired several rockets into the sea as it continues its nuclear and missile expansion. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson told Fox News the U.S. will continue to persuade Pyongyang to come to the negotiating table by keeping up what Tillerson called a peaceful pressure campaign. RAND Corporation Korea expert Bruce Bennett.
Peaceful pressure has thus far been primarily focused on economic sanctions. These have been intended to because North Korea mainly builds its own missiles and nuclear weapons, it doesn't have much leverage on those programs directly, but it does impose pain on North Korea as a society under the hopes that Kim Jong-un will decide that it will be better for him to give up the provocative actions he's taking.
In the past, President Trump has threatened a military response to North Korea's provocations, while South Korean President Moon Jae-in says that will not happen without his country's approval. A suicide car bomber attacked a market in southern Afghanistan, killing at least 13, wounding many more, the Afghan Taliban claiming responsibility for that attack. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.